Blog Talk Radio.
Caramel lemonade.
Absolutely.
30-yard line. And it's a flag because he was moving on the left side of the Giants' line.
I'm sorry. I think it was 64. I got
three.
Third down.
Both tackles are actually going two and Flowers. It'll be third down and 10 now.
Well, when that crowd gets cranking and you have Von Miller outside, you want to get out of that stance as soon as you possibly can. Synchronized swimming from the two tackles on the outside. And one of the things they were concerned about, so many teams come in here, and that five-yard penalty changes everything. Now you get these pass rushers unleashed.
Third to 10, and then he's going to roll the other way. Look, throw, caught, Roger Lewis, and they convert. So Denver has been terrific defending third and long, but not here. Gain of 15 is the first conversion by the opponents in 38 tries on a third and long.
A delayed loop that time by Shelby Harris flushed out Eli Manning, and he did a little Mike Vick spin move to go pick up that first down. What a play.
Five first downs for the Giants. Inside the 40, Simmons is chasing him. And they'll run him out of bounds near the 10-yard line. So he finds the crease in the middle of the line, opens up a hole for him, and off he goes after they pick up a first down on a third down and 10. That's 47 yards for him.
Oh, baby, look at this trap block here by DJ Fluker. Just back Adam Gotsis and sprung Darkwa down the field, making his presence felt early on. That was a huge trap by DJ Fluker.
And Brett Jones with a nice block as well to string him. Dolman is now the running back. Ball at the 13-yard line. A little toss to the Clemson rookie. He's able to fight forward. He stops at about the 11, gets to the 6. Shaq Barrett makes the tackle. Second, and let's go to 2.
John Jerry with a nice block that time. And this is starting to look like something out of this Giants offense. Completely remade offensive line. Remember, John Jerry was over on the right side. Made room for Fluker. Watch him come out here and get him some on the outside. Not bad at all.
Second down. And a short 3. And knocking down Darkwa. Third down upcoming.
Now, Roger Lewis, the wide receiver, they just can't get to these safeties coming down inside. Once again, Simmons able to beat the wide receiver, Roger Lewis, to the punch inside. Big, big third down play here now.
And the Giants got near the goal line on their first drive, had to settle for the Rosas field goal. See what they do here. Third down and the deuce. But the Giants go 75 yards in 7 plays.
Eli getting out of the pocket. That's one way to avoid pressure from the backside. You don't have to block as many. And then you get the little pick play on the outside. Nothing too blatant, but just enough. Picking off Simmons right there. Didn't really push or extend or do anything crazy. The officials let it go. And that is the kind of game they knew they had to have tonight out of Evan Engram and Eli Manning to have a chance.
So a great start. Rosas for the point after. That dark run, the big third down for 47. They set up. 10-0. Giants.
Do you know where you're going to? Do you like the things that life has shown?
Michigan. Anderson could have enough for a game for first down. Mike McCoy, who's been the head coach of the Chargers over the last 4 years, is now once again the offensive coordinator at Denver. He was a few years ago. That led to the job in San Diego, and now he is back under Vance Joseph.
This team has been a bit overpowering in the run game, but so far this Giants defense came out here a little angry tonight. There's Thomas on the outside working against the best for the New York Giants and Janoris Jenkins. And maybe this is what gets Thomas going. He is a huge man, five straight years now, over 1,000 yards. And for Trevor Siemian, that little play action fake has been the difference for him. Very good at play action this year.
Harry Wynn, number 72, stopped C.J. Anderson in his tracks for a loss of one.
Anderson just ran into a wall. That was Jeff Heirman out there trying to block Harry Wynn and really just sort of escaped the block and then just completely decked C.J. Anderson, who's a big guy. Made that cut and sort of tackled him with his hip.
Don't forget the Giant defensive line, Mr. Bobby Vernon. Another guy down.
Well, you end up in some pressure situations if you're running on first down.
The 50-yard line of the ball comes out. It's a wide ball, and Collins is going to wind up with it. The question is, was it ruled a catch in the first place? It's Thomas.
If it's ruled a catch, then that is... He is down by contact, so it's pretty clear here. The ball hits the ground under his control and then comes out. Watch it here. Under his control, down.
Well, the elbow of the ball, the elbow hits, the ball comes out almost simultaneously with that. And they will take a look.
Chevy is the most awarded car company 3 years in a row. Let's see how quickly you can read through all their awards.
Kelley Blue Book 2016 Best Resale Value. U.S. News Best Car for the Money, Tempest, blah, blah, blah.
Only about 90 more to go.
Oh, gosh.
That's a lot of awards.
Right now, I'm going to have to go buy a new car.
Get 20% below MSRP on most 2017 Malibu Cruise and Trax models. That's over $7,000 on this Chevy Malibu. Find new roads at your local Chevy dealer.
When others are in danger, they run forth. When others seek shelter, they face the storm. No matter the conditions, no matter the risk, when they're needed most, first responders answer the call. Our mission is to make sure they can get the call by building a network that's ready when it's needed most and mobilizing teams to keep working whatever we have. We do our job so they can go out and do theirs. Those who keep us safe rely on us, as do millions of the people they serve. Thanks to all our employees who keep the network strong, and most importantly, to all first responders who keep us safe. At Coors, cold counts. That's why we lager, filter, and package cold. Because our mountain is brewing the world's most refreshing beer. Coors Light, whatever your mountain, climb on.
4 years off the team, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. My chief's family gave me an overwhelming amount of support when they decided to do pink. After that caught on, I think it's really important that people now identify with that.
Not just being at breast cancer, but for all cancer, man, that's huge. You know, through awareness, knowledge, research, I think that we can all attack this together.
was no whistle thrown. It was ruled a turnover because the Giants wound up with the ball, but all turnovers were reviewed, so there's no challenge involved here. And it was ruled down by contact. You saw the forearm hit as the ball came out. So Denver maintains possession, as is explained to Vance Joseph. He's happy with it. Third down and seven.
You don't have to explain nearly as long to the coach that got the favorable ruling.
I got it right. T.J. Anderson in the backfield. He stays in the box. He throws. Two flags today, and that's pretty clear that Jack Rabbit Jenkins took to Demaryius Thomas out of the play.
Well, tangled feet, not a foul, so there had to have been something more than that. But it's sort of interesting that Janoris Jenkins is the one getting attacked here.
Best interference. He's up for 25.
See if he grabs the hip here on the outside.
Well, there is no number 25, he meant 20.
Wow, didn't see a whole lot.
No, not really.
That little thing caused the stumble, but okay.
Good-looking young guy who's run out by Apple McKenzie, a rookie out of Georgia, and they love him as a kick returner.
Yeah, he's had a couple of big ones called back already and still averages about 11 yards per return. I think maybe they had seen enough of Tyreek Hill in Kansas City and wanted one of their own. He's not as fast. He's about a 4.4 guy, but extremely quick. Whereas Tyreek Hill, about 4.25, one of the fastest in football. Kansas City.
You know, that's a good toy to have. You're going to be as big as Charles in the backfield here. On second down and 10. Pass to Owens low and hits the ground and incomplete. Third and 10. Keenan Robinson forcing the issue coming in.
My goodness, a completely blown coverage. Landon Collins came on a blitz and there was nobody out there. Watch this, and there is going to be nobody out here as Charles goes out in the flat. He'd still be running.
So Collins, who would have had the fumble recovery, and that remained a turnover, winds up getting the interception anyway.
It's one of those Tampa 2 defenses. You'll see he's playing half the field. DJ Goodson running down the middle. They cut inside, and it wasn't exactly what they thought Demaryius Thomas was going to do. Overthrew it. Easy interception that time, sitting back in the zone for Landon Collins. And how about the start of this game?
Well,
this was the game everybody said no chance. The Giants are done. They don't have any receivers. They came out confident in the meeting, and they are playing confident.
Well, you listened to McAdoo last night. You know, we've been in so many meetings. You come, we go, oh, I guess they do have a chance. But then you think to yourself overnight, do they really? And here they are. You know, Chris, with Gallman picking up a triple. So funny with the Giants. They come into the season as legitimate Super Bowl contenders. People are picking them to win the NFCs. They maybe go all the way. And now they come into this game and people will say, well, maybe they get the number one overall draft choice. But not the way they look tonight.
A long way to go in this football season. And you still have Eli Manning.
Well, you called it at the top when I said, how do they win this game?
They hit some big passes, too, though. Let's give them credit. And I think Eli had a good plan. Let's come out throwing because they're going to expect us to be running the football. Came out throwing, and they've been able to pop some big runs against this very good defense as well. I like this offensive line, though, the Giants. I have to say this. I think this is a better bunch than what they had in there in the past with Bobby Hart playing right now.
And look at that, only 4 yardage tonight, and they've averaged third-worst rushing attack in the league. Going against the number one rush defense in the league. Third and 8, play clock at 2. And Manning tries to get a timeout before that play clock expires.
Oh, he did.
Well, here we go again. A third and eight becomes a third and 13.
Over the years, we've seen Brother Pate with some crazy games. So check out some of this from Eli in this game. The wide receivers actually understand the offense better from hand signals than they do by the play calls in the huddle. Remember, their lineup just got the adjustment. So it looks like a third base coach. Adam Henry, the wide receiver coach, tried to fight for some of that. He's running through on the bench.
Do a group of these same tags.
Yeah.
Hello, my name is. Third and 13. And that is incomplete. It's Travis Rudolph, a rookie out of Florida State. Activated him off the practice squad and holding for a foul.
Well, Rudolph is a guy that. He ain't no Odell Beckham on these slants. Comes off and tries to make the catch up high, but he was nothing but target practice for Justin Simmons coming in.
Welcome to the NFL moment. Brad Wing, the pick. Isaiah McKenzie, the rookie from Georgia, sets up at his own 25. The rookie on the 80 feet. McKenzie avoids the first man. And takes the ball back to the 20-yard line. So halfway through the second quarter.
Stand and first. behind him, man. We have talked about it. Has become really good at those play-action passes in some of their big plays. Anderson, but he flagged it out.
On offense number 85. And they're going to first down.
So that's Green who just made that catch for the first down. Gets called for the hold here. Had a little grabs all over the place. Here you have one of the better centers in the league, Matt Parrott, is here going against Snax Harrison. I think the clear leader of best defensive interior line player against the run, number 98 right in front of you there. So that is quite a battle going on between those two. Shooting guard. He scored 37. What? Collins on the blitz. The stage goes a deep downfield and behind the intended receiver, Benny Fowler. There is no flag on the play. Ross Cockrell covering. Second and 20.
Well, one of the golden rules about coming on a blitz is you don't jump. Don't try and knock that ball down because most quarterbacks have that ability. And Trevor Siemian, I think he rolls left about as well as he rolls right. And let's watch the tail end of this play. No contact at all, probably a good no call.
Second and 20 from the 39. Four man rush. Takes the ball to the field where it'll be third down and it's called it nine. Siemian loves play action. Go back to last year. He was 22nd in the league in play action, but they have a good running game this year, so it's paid off for him almost 30%, highest in the NFL. And play action is great if you've got a great running game.
Yeah, and you're not behind 10 to nothing. It's harder to stay with the running game, so they really need to put something on the board here to stay with what they do best.
Good protection to Thomas was bracketed. Thompson and Jenkins are both there. He comes up with a big grab for 40 yards.
Just a great route that time by Demaryius Thomas. Watch him sell it inside and then get back on the good side. That's called stacking the defensive back. So you get in front of him, and he literally cannot get around you. Then you get that big body going up and making the leaping catch. This is about as much action as Janoris Jenkins has seen maybe in the past couple of years. Nobody goes after him. And yet so far in this one, Demaryius Thomas has been big.
And he's caught six for the first down and goal now, and a timeout is taken by the Broncos. 4:38. Left in the half. Talking about Jackrabbit, as he likes to be called, Jenkins, against the number one receiver, Des Bryant. Only two completions when they beat Dallas against Jeffrey in the Philadelphia game. He only caught one. Mike Evans, the great Tampa Bay wideout, he only caught one for 14 yards. And then Keenan Allen last week for the Chargers caught two. So Jenkins, tough, obviously, but a guy they're going. At tonight,
they are definitely attacking him. Look at those numbers. That's pretty amazing. And really, when you look at these defensive backs, it has been Eli Apple who has struggled this season, and yet he's held up very well on the other side with Emmanuel Sanders.
Again, Roger Cromarty suspended. First and goal. Play action throws too high. Incomplete. Hunter Thomas again in the end zone. Second down and goal.
Playing off. Clearly here comes the slant, counting on this linebacker to run underneath any slant. And pretty nice job there. Couldn't see exactly who it was dropping out. I think that was Keenan Robinson who got his hands on the ball.
He's trying to gain it back at the 20-yard line.
Later down here, you're going to get the blitz out. There.
covered by Apple. This has been a problem for Denver this year. Red zone. Paying off in the red zone. It's third down and goal.
Key matchup, one sack already tonight. Menelik Watson, no question about it. He has struggled the most of these offensive linemen, but can't beat that. That looked like a tired Jason Pierre-Paul there.
Denver. Good in the zone the first 2 weeks, but in weeks 3 and 4, 1 out of 7 and 0 for 1 tonight. Hooker is in the backfield. Third down and goal. Over the middle, and that's incomplete. He goes Fowler's way again. The middle linebacker Goodson covers. So they get to the 10, gain nearly a yard from there, and it's fourth and goal.
Wow, there was a lot of contact on that play. Let's take a look here. Goodson with a little bit of a shot as he's coming across. That's tough.
So Brandon McManus has already missed one tonight, and he's missed 4 out of 8 in this ballpark this season. The 28-yarder. You get a bronze cheer here. That makes it 10-3 New York. We're back in 30 seconds. clock ticking down to the two-minute warning.
C.J. Anderson has really picked up his game this year, and he had to. Devontae Booker was hurt. Jamal and Charles, they were babying a little bit, and they told C.J., listen, I know you're coming off the knee injury, but you're going to have to carry the load until those guys get right. He did it. He's a great player there.
He's shaking up, and he's looking at a two-minute warning right here. Two-minute warning, and a surprising score right now, 10-3, Giants.
Three of your blockers, but C.J. Anderson came across there. Nicely done with that read.
here on the outside, Eli Apple, who's really had a tremendous first half. I think without question, best half of the season. Tom
Third and 10. That is Janoris Jenkins, and he will get into the end zone for a Giants touchdown. So the Giants have one interception in five games, and that was last week. That's a night of terror fix. 43 yards on the return.
It's a huge mistake. You see the two safeties. It's going to be cover two, so Janoris Jenkins has no responsibility deep. But the flag comes out there, and he jumps at it. And that is just a huge mistake by Trevor Siemian. A very easy read, should have been no problem at all. And there comes Jackrabbit. There goes Jackrabbit.
And it's not a misprint. 48 seconds to play. In the half, the Giants' big underdog.
Get pulled over in they new V. The good life, let's go on a living spree. They say the best things in life are free. The good life, it feel like Atlanta, it feel like LA, it feel like Miami, it feel like NY. Summertime shy, ah. So I roll through good. Y'all pop the trunk, I pop the hood. Ferrari. And she got the good, and she got that ass. I got to look, sorry. Yo, it got to be, cause I'm seasoned. Haters give me them salty looks, sorry. Bitches told me, go ahead, switch the style up. And if they hate, then let them hate and watch the money pile up. It's good, like,
I go for mine, I got to shine. Now throw your hands up in the sky. I go for mine, I got to shine.
The girls who ain't on TV, cause they got more
ass than the models.
The good life, to keep it coming with the bottles. The sheep feel booze like she bombed out of Apollo. The good life, it feel like Houston, it feel like Philly, it feel like DC, it feel like BA or the Bay or yay. Hey, this is the good life. Why you tell me what's good? Why I only got a problem when you in the hood?
Welcome to the.
Stop the clock, and Siemian will go back to the locker room. And of all things, Osweiler. They tried to sign Osweiler to a big deal. I mean, Elway gave him a huge offer, but Houston's offer was even better. He won eight games down there in a playoff game last year, but he wasn't going to be the future. And that's why they went out and drafted Watson, as you look at John Elway. Dealt him to Cleveland. Now, Cleveland picks up most of his salaries and puts it to Denver.
Second round draft pick swapped around and all of that mess. But basically, John Elway's greatest deal, you got the guy who wanted his backup quarterback for a fraction, and the Browns now have to pick up almost all of a very large contract.
Osweiler at 6'7 and 240. And it's an incomplete intended for Booker. So third down and one, and the clock stops at 37 seconds. So Jenkins, they've been going after him tonight with success until then. Six career interceptions returned for touchdowns.
He goes as well so often, and there's Paxton Lynch over on the sideline. A lot of people thought he was going to be the quarterback this year. Straight-up quarterback battle, but Trevor Siemian won the shot.
He has a bad shoulder, and that's why he is inactive. Third and one, it's going to be a struggle to get the first down here, but it's Booker getting it. And they will take their final timeout with 30 seconds as we go to Michelle.
Well, Trevor Siemian, you saw him go back to the locker room. He is officially questionable with that left shoulder, and we'll get more at halftime and bring you up to date after that, Al.
All right, thank you, Michelle. So, Osweiler, there it is. You can see that's exactly where it happened.
Landed sort of awkwardly on that forearm and elbow, and you could see the jolt to that left shoulder area. This is interesting now for Brock Osweiler. How comfortable are you unleashing him? Down 14, can't afford another mistake.
93, out of bounds.
Denver out of timeouts, trying at least to get into the field goal. Three-man rush again, Osweiler rolling away. Flag is down, and pass is incomplete, and they put 8 seconds off the clock. Then you've got an injured Giant back at the 28-yard line.
Take that. Officer 65. 15-yard penalty. He's first down.
That is Avery Moss, the rookie linebacker, who needs a little bit of attention. Flag on Leary. Moss hobbles off.
Now, they like Avery Moss, though. That young man had 11 sacks at Youngstown State. He's playing pretty well. We don't have many pass rushers. Olivier Vernon not in this one. Camille Aguara not playing in this one. So they needed Avery Moss to step up and at least spell some of these guys on the outside.
First and 25 with 22 seconds. Denver will get the ball to start. Or the Giants have the ball to start the second half. So they try to get the field goal range and don't even come close here. Booker. Osweiler wants to spike it here to at least save time for a Hail Mary. He does that. Good luck. You have to get 70 yards to get a touchdown. He has no chance to get the field goal here. No timeouts. 2 seconds on the clock.
This would be more of a Hail Mary. He can throw it that far. More power to him. You know, it was so interesting watching him in Houston. He would have flashes. Remember the game we did? Osweiler looked great, won it overtime. Had some trouble missing throws high when he was there. Explain it now. You spike it to.
Well, when Manning got hurt during the Super Bowl season, he came in and filled in for about a month and a half. Meanwhile, Brad booing the Broncos off the field, 17-3 at the score. During the halftime, coming up, and the game message.
Your NBC station. Fun doesn't end.
Word is born, you got 6 minutes on that jack kid. That shit is real.
Hey, yo, check this shit out, man.
Hey, yo, go, give me a cigarette, man.
Yo, here you go, here you go. Check it out, man. Check out what I got here, man.
What is that? What?
Just hoping you call. was just hoping you called to say that you don't have nothing at all. I was just hoping you called. They try and try, but can't stop ya. Think they come close, but they fall. They see me out, give me offers. I don't feel nothing at all. But I know you'll be there when I need you. I can't place no one above you. I tried, but I can't get enough of your love. And you're right there for me. Said I was just hoping you'd call. Just hoping you call to say that you don't have nothing at all. I was just hoping you call.
He will get all the first team reps in practice, so he should come in with a lot of confidence. But also, he has a group of veteran wide receivers that can make plays, coach, and he also has a big target in the tight end.
I agree. They've got a good football team. Last year, Tony Romo went down in Dallas. A rookie quarterback came in, and they won. This guy's been in the system already a couple of years. Brett Hundley, do what he does. Let him create back there. Use his athleticism. They can win with Brett Hundley.
The Pittsburgh Steelers, we're never sure what we're seeing from week to week, but how good are they?
Well, they've been inconsistent this year. I think they're at their best when they focus solely on football and leave all the other distractions away. Coach, I believe that this team is capable of going to the Super Bowl, and when they leave those distractions alone, they can play with anybody in the league.
Yeah, they're very good when they play, and if I'm Mike Tomlin, I'm mad at those guys. You didn't play against Chicago. You didn't play last week. Now, this week, you go to Kansas City and you play like the Steelers. We got to show up every week.
What about the Falcons? We're not quite sure who the Falcons are. They got New England coming up next week.
They just don't play with the same emotion each and every week. They have a young squad, and I think offensively, their offensive coordinator, he struggles to try to find out how to utilize all these weapons.
The other thing, they've lost leads, and that's because they don't have Vic Beasley, their best pass rusher. They need to get him back in the lineup.
Falcons in New England coming up next Sunday night here on NBC. Coming up next, Mike Florio, what Colin Kaepernick is looking for with his collusion grievance against the NFL. But first, Toyota shows us how teamwork in a RAV4 can help conquer any sports-packed weekend.
Big injury to a quarterback.
Colin Kaepernick's name was going to be in the news that very same day. But Aaron Rodgers gets hurt, and Kaepernick's name is in the headline for a different reason. Explain why.
Yeah, that's right, Mike. Colin Kaepernick has filed a grievance alleging collusion on the part of the NFL in connection with the fact that he is not employed, all dating back to his decision to kneel during the national anthem in 2016. The last straw, I'm told, was the failure of the Tennessee Titans to show any interest whatsoever in Kaepernick when Marcus Mariota, their starting quarterback, got injured 2 weeks ago. They brought in various guys for workouts. They rebuffed Kaepernick's interest. And I'm also told what Kaepernick is looking for isn't just relief for himself. There's an obscure provision in the collective bargaining agreement that, in the event of sufficient proof of collusion, can cause the entire CBA to be terminated prematurely.
And that, no doubt, will be part of the conversation when NFL owners meet in New York on Tuesday. What else do we look for there?
Well, the national anthem issue, they want to get it resolved. The players have a seat at the table, and the idea is to come up with a solution that the players will buy into that will cause them to stand for the anthem on their own going forward.
Aaron Rodgers' injury, not the only one to a quarterback. What's going on in Tampa with Jameis Winston?
Jameis Winston, x-rays negative on an injured right throwing shoulder, MRI in the coming days. And Tyreek Hill, the Chiefs receiver, was evaluated for concussion after Sunday's loss to the Steelers, but I'm told he has no concussion, Mike.
Well, it's a short turnaround, too, for Hill in Kansas City, Mike. The Chiefs and the Raiders, that's the Thursday night game. In Oakland on a slot, they lost again. They lost 4 in a row. 8:26 Eastern, we kick off on CBS and NFL Network. And coming up all this week on Today, are you searching for the keys to a better, more joyful life? Well, you're not alone. Today takes you on a journey to the happiest places on Earth to reveal the secrets to happiness. It's a special series starting tomorrow, only on Today. No happiness in Denver right now. Broncos down 14. Giants get the ball. Second half without Chris Michaud. After this.
This has been the Toyota Halftime. Let's go places.
Be brave. They get it done or they die trying. Because they know they are the final option.
I got a full-blown ride on that.
I'm gonna get you out of here. This is what I do. The Brave, all you, tomorrow after the break, and catch up on demand.
Inspired by our favorite street vendors, South Pollo Local's new chicken and street corn bowl is here. Try it and all of our new signature bowls today. Fresh from your grill.
When you excel here, you have the obligation to excel here. Progress is performance, what it counts. Experience the Audi Q3. Get an exceptional offer at your local Audi dealer.
The Challenge with Fred Rogan, following Sunday Night Football on NBC.
The compact Lincoln MKC, with a healthy sense of exhilaration. A cabin that's a sanctuary. And a lane-keeping system that helps keep you on track, giving you a new perspective. The Lincoln MKC. California residents visit MKC for $2.99 a month. Only at your Lincoln dealer.
Introducing a foil.
Hip Hop TXL exclusive.
Yeah. Chill a nigga beat and get back.
Tabate, right?
Tabate.
TabateMedia.com.
They be like, who the fuck it at?
DJ Iceman.
I be damned if you motherfuckers say. He can't really rap, that nigga away.
That's a lie, that's a motherfucker.
That's a lie, nigga. That ain't no motherfucker fan.
DJ Ready Real.
Yeah. Talk to him, Tate.
Hey, look, okay. Drizzy left the beat open for me. I ain't a fuck nigga, though. These niggas gay, they got that fuck nigga flow. Nigga, trust me, I know. Woo. I cut you off, you like to cut niggas throat. You asking bitches like delicious, what you fuck with me for? I'm so Marcus smarter than niggas, way before my time. I'm like Tyreek Hill, I took the corner back, it's mine. Draft day, nigga, I been ballin', I should win an ESPY. My bitch bad, she ambidextrous, was born and left it. By Tate, you should Google the fucking name. I should be in the Hip Hop Hall of Fame next to Biggie and Pac. I got the key and made a copy, shit, it was locked. I'm in the gunk with my niggas, like, yeah, I missed the block. I call it Money Town, niggas call it Murph City. And I got faith, but I keep a pistol in church with me. I went to Compton and kicked it in Campanella Park. If you ain't banging, you probably won't make it out the dark. Shout out to Molly, my nigga, OG Weeder. Fuck a lot of you niggas, they wanna pay for a feature. I probably never meet you, you probably don't give a fuck. You probably see me out in public, say, what is up? And I probably tell you this, if you ain't talking money, get the fuck off of these nuts.
DJ Ready Real.
That's how I feel right now. So buy take music that come.
That's right.
Yo, Ready Real, this is shit right up. Draft day, nigga. Tyreek Hill. Draft day, nigga. Marcus Smart.
Oklahoma
Draft
State.
Day, nigga. Marcus Smart.
Oklahoma State.
Yeah, I'm talking point guard.
What?
Yeah. Tyreek Hill.
Hey. Fastest motherfucker nigga in the country. Running to that motherfucker money. Say he running to that motherfucker money.
Confused because he hasn't been in there very much, and it happened to him again right there.
good average for Wing, who has not been having a good year.
So I got one question for you. Do you believe in you? Because I do. I believe in you so much, I've already booked the ticket all the way to the championship game. Because we're not flying home.
64 on the same day that the 65 that the Jets announced the signing of Joe Namath. So ships passing in the night. Hill going out. Namath coming into New York.
Passing of the New York fortune.
From the 37 yard line on the start for a gain of one. So in the afternoon on January 22nd of 65, following the 64 season, it was Alex Sherman, coach of the Giants. Mamalioni's wife retiring after 17 years, and there was Joe Namath signing a huge contract out of Alabama, and of course he helped to turn things around. The fourth game in the history of the NFL that took place at Took Shores.
Hockey Ball is a Billy Joel lyric.
And the tight end takes the ball all the way into Denver territory, was run out by Todd Davis after a gain of 21 yards.
You just don't see tight ends hit the Jets like this, and I don't think Todd Davis has ever seen one hit the Jets like that. Under 4.5, and it was stunning when he started running his 40-yard dash time. Now, he's not the greatest blocker in the world, but he is a real mismatch against linebackers and safeties. He's big enough, he's fast enough, and the game plan really evolved around him. And this
crowd right now is stunned.
There are a lot of changes tonight for the New York Giants, but this reshuffled offensive line is just better. It's just flat out better than what they did during that 0-5 start. Just the two on the outside getting it done.
and New England was able to hold on to beat the Jets today.
But we all know the storyline is going to be the incredible comeback. So what happens in the game leading up to it? Falcons blow a big lead, and the Patriots are down 14-0 to the Jets, and they come back and win. So it's just going to exacerbate the conversation.
And you say it every year. It's a crazy year. This is particularly crazy. Sending the fires to the outside, and that is incomplete. Second down at 10. And Janovich, who's the fullback, plays sparingly, and I hunched over on the bench.
Muscle, exactly what happened to him.
Mike going in the offensive coordinator calling the plays.
Omaha,
Thompson, tackle, third down.
That was a really good open field tackle that time by Darian Thompson. They had that play set up. Alan Barber pulled around, got a nice block on the outside. Really, but for this one, and once again, a receiver coming to make the block down the field. That's not Benny Fowler.
Turner, right tackle, with Washington. Third down and 7. Look out from behind. There's a flag, and you saw that hole very clearly. Garrett Coles was there, and to protect Simeon, who was going to get sacked from behind, he had to reach out and hold. So there was a 3rd and 7.
Had
a 3rd and 17 after the call.
There are 2 fouls on the play. Both for the offense. Holding. Offense on 93. Offensive line, hold it. Offensive number 72, 10 yard penalty. Still third down.